This is WSGP 419 Monitoring.
Station 218, WIUG, copy.
WSBM 993 monitoring. WSGH 922 monitoring. Hello, anybody out there today? WRPV 448 monitoring.
WSFW 542. Yeah, I'm just sitting here in Lapeer, just wondering how everybody's doing today.
From Groveland Township, and I'm doing real good. Sitting here looking out the window, talking on the radio. It's a good start to a nice looking day.
Roger that, roger that. Where did you say you were?
I'm in Groveland Township, or if you've been to the Renaissance Festival, I'm on the other side of Dixie next to the state park.
Oh, well, good. I'm getting out good then. Everything seems to be working fine today. Well, that's good news.
So you're loud and clear. What repeater are you coming in off of this morning?
Mayville North.
You base, mobile, handheld?
Not a mobile. It's a radio oddity, 50.
That'd be a DB-50?
Roger that.
I'm on a DB-40 right now on the 20-watt setting hitting the Flint repeater.
Yeah, I'm on my low setting. I'll tell you what, I love these radio oddities. I'm a fan.
So let me tell you, my first one I got was smoked out on me. I have no idea what happened. It had to have been some kind of internal short air bridge. Luckily, I bought that Asurion plan on Amazon, so I just sent it back, no questions asked, and the new one's been running great ever since. So, even though I had a bad first result with the radio, I am a big fan of them. I love this radio. Over.
Over. If you could repeat your call sign again, I'll just keep hollering at you from time to time.
Whiskey, Romeo, Papa, Bravo, 448. And my name is Kurt with a K, and Groveland Township.
Roger that, Kurt. Roger that. Did you get mine?
Hey, sir, I don't write down everyone's call signs. Hang on a second, though, all right?
All right.
Break. Go ahead, break.
Whiskey, Sierra, Foxtrot, Whiskey, 542, Doug.
Whiskey, I'm sorry, I got distracted by the other caller breaking in. Could you repeat your call sign and then we'll go to the other caller?
Whiskey, Sierra, Foxtrot, Whiskey, 542.
And that would be Doug, right?
Roger that. Roger that. Go ahead with the other caller, because I was going to head out the door here real quick. I'll be back later. This is WSFW 542. Clear.
WRWB, 49 years, this thing's working.
Coming in a little quiet, got the call, could you repeat?
Whiskey, Romeo, Whiskey, Bravo, 49.
Got it. Where are you calling from today? This is WRPB 448 for identification purposes.
Right now I'm just along here in New Baltimore, over by Anchor Bay. Gotcha.
You were coming in a bit choppy on that. I did catch New Baltimore.
Correct, sir. New Baltimore.
Ooh, I don't think you're making the trip in. It's real choppy all of a sudden. Are you on an HT or mobile? Station 489 again, you're all choppy. I couldn't tell. I didn't know if you were signing off just now. I'm going to step to the side here and maybe we'll wait for better conditions. This is WRPB 448. I am clear and monitoring.
WRWB 489 will be clear.
WSGH 92 monitoring.
Whiskey Romeo Mike Quebec 805 mobile monitoring.
This is WGSV 628, looking for a radio report.
Loud and clear there, 628.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Hope your day is well.
Roger that. WRGX 218, standing by.
Station 218, WIUG 48, copy.
Sound pretty loud and clear there, Jack. You on Detroit, over?
Yes,
I'm on the Detroit repeater with that noise going on. Look like an engine going backwards. Roger.
Copy that. It isn't too bad, though. Barely. It ain't like it was the other day. Over.
It's not too bad at all because of the weather. I think because of the weather, Roger.
Yeah, could be. It's like yesterday again today.
Yeah, I shouted to you this morning about 7:30, 7:45, we went out there. Roger.
Copy that. Yeah, I gotta go back in today for another colonoscopy. They gotta go in there and take some polyps out. So I've been doing a Gatorade, you know how that goes, over.
Yeah, that is better from the other powder they give you. That's for sure. Roger.
Roger that. Yeah, everything's benign, but they want to get them, two of them's really big. They got to go. So we're going to get her done this afternoon, so I might be out of it for a day or so.
No problem. If I need anything, I know how to get a hold of you. No problem at all. All right. So where you at now, home?
Yeah. Drinking a lot of liquids. Staying hydrated, over.
That's good. This weather needs to be... he got to stay hydrated. That's for sure. Roger.
Yeah, copy that. Let alone squirting it all out of your rear end, over.
Oh, that's for sure. Oh, yeah.
Copy that. Good thing I can't taste or smell nothing, so it's okay. Hey, we'll talk at you later. I'm going to take a little nap and get up and get this stuff taken care of. My driver will be here at 1:30, over.
Roger, good to hear from you. You take care. And take it easy out there. No problem. Couple of days, no big deal. Take a rest. WIUG 48.
Copy that. All right, talk at you later. WIGX 218. We're standing by.
Yeah, station 922. Station 922, WIUG 48, copy.
Hey, good morning, Jack. How are you? WSGH 922 here.
Very good. How about you? Good morning. I don't know. I was in the morning at 7:45. I was talking to him. So I didn't get a shot time to catch up with you because I just woke up and I went on the radio right away without having a coffee. Roger?
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, I was up, I usually get up around 6:30. So I'm coffeed up by now.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. I just had a cup of coffee not too long ago, so I figured out I give you a shout, but you're sounding good, by the way.
Yeah, Roger. Yeah, I just got my harvest antenna by surprise via Amazon yesterday, so I'm just waiting for my coax to go and then find a good day here. Once we get a little bit of break in the weather, I'll get up there and here mounted.
Roger, anyhow, you're sounding good right now, anyhow. Whatever you got out there, that Nagoya's, really, Nagoya's If you got handheld, put the Nagoya 771G. That is the best antenna out there on the market.
Yeah, roger that. I got that same antenna for my handheld. I'm on the DB20G right now with the Nagoya mag mount on a cookie sheet.
Yeah, that is a good antenna anyhow. That is a good antenna. How's the weather by you? And here is a little bit wind-blowing. Roger.
It's snowing a little bit here. I just went down and dug my lawn chair out of the basement because tomorrow it's supposed to be 40 and sunny. So I figured I'd get some vitamin D tomorrow.
You do need that vitamin D, that's for sure. I take that every day. That's what the doctor said, you got to take that every day. I have no problem, we'll take it every day. Roger.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, it always helps, that vitamin D for sure. Especially this time of year when you don't have much sun at all. So, yeah, it's going to get warm and then cold and warm again. So, up and down roller coaster.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's what's going to happen, a roller coaster. You're right about that. Well, you can't do nothing about it. It's a winter time. So, you take it. But today is not bad, really. 40, then in a couple of days, probably they said it'll go up to 45, 43.
Roger that. Yeah, I got into ice fishing several years ago, and then the last few years it's not been very good, but I'm figuring on giving her a whirl here, maybe this weekend, venture out. I guess we got pretty good ice out there now, so thinking about getting out there and giving her a try.
Yeah, just to be easy out there, make sure that ice is solid ice, not soft, that way you can walk on it and fish on it too. Just take it easy out there a little bit at a time. Roger.
Yeah, roger that. I'm not one to go out like on the big water. I got too many friends that got some bad stories about being out there, out in the Saginaw Bay, and they're watching their, they got down underneath the water, and all of a sudden the scenery started moving, and they weren't moving. They got out and opened the tent on their shanty, and the ice broke free from shore, and they were out there floating away. Over.
That's what happened before, anyhow, on Lake Erie. I don't know how long ago it was, but they had one of the guy who was in the boat, and they had to dig him out of the boat out to get out on the shore. Roger.
Yeah, every year there's one or two or three cases that guys get out there. I won't go out on that water just for that reason. The wind blows the wrong way, it breaks the piece off, and away you go. I don't care how much ice you have out there. So I'll stick on the small inland lakes that got 6-8 inches of light ice at least. Over.
Oh yeah, that's for sure. You know, take your time, make sure everything is good, and on your way. All right. Good to hear from you, and good talking to you. We'll talk again anytime. WIUG 48.
All right, Jack. Have a good day, sir. We will talk again. WSGH 92 on the site.
WSFB 853 monitoring. WSBM 993, monitoring.
Station monitoring, this is WSBU 226.
226, WSBM 993, how are you?
Very good. Actually, my call is WSBW. I don't know where I got the U. My name here is John. I'm in Flint. Where are you located?
Good afternoon, John. My name is Chad. I'm located out of Saginaw, Michigan. I'm on the Saginaw repeater.
Oh, I get full quieting signal. I'm just getting off the expressway here, so I won't be able to stay very long. But you got a nice clean signal here in Flint.
I hear that, yes, a very clean, loud, and clear signal this way also as well on your end. You said you're located out in Flint?
Yep, I just got off of I-69 at Dort Highway. And so I'm not too far from where I want to be. Got some business to take care of here. I got a brother that lives in Saginaw.
Copy that. How's the traffic and whatnot out that way today? Pretty busy or kind of quiet?
I would say it's average traffic. The roads are clear and dry. Fair amount of wind. I just came in from out in the country. I was north of Flint. Came down by way of Davison, M15, and a lot of gusty winds, but the roads are in great shape.
Roger that, copy that, definitely, yeah, I hear you.
Okay, I'm pulling into the parking lot, Chad, I better let you go. WSBW226. See you later. Nice chatting.
Same to you as well, John. You take it easy. Hopefully we'll talk again. WSBM, WSBM 993, clear and monitoring.
Whiskey Romeo Mike Quebec 805 on the Mount Clemens River.
WGSV 628, listening. WGSV 628, listening. WGSV 628. This is 628. I heard you come in, but you were a little bit staticky. Not sure if you're getting a good copy on mine, or, but I didn't get a good copy on you. Like you were bumping up your power. Am I coming into you loud and clear?
Oh, yeah, loud and clear. I don't know what computer you use. I'm on the 25.
I'm using the Flint 725 repeater up here in Flint, but in Swartz Creek.
Yeah, that's the big Mike Flint one, man. That's a strong one. I my son goes to Kettering up there, so I use that one all the time, and I get that one going up to the cab. My name is Mike 795, by the way. Over.
Hi, Mike. My name is Phil, 628, Whiskey, Golf, Sierra, Victor. Nice to make your acquaintance. Just new on the GMRS, and got another radio, a mobile radio, a Midland. Wasn't sure, you know, it's kind of a learning experience.
Well, it's my understanding that the Midland one is a nice one to have. It's a good one to learn on. And it's a pretty good radio. I've got the other high-end one. I'm a mobile right now. I'm actually at the 275-96 US 10 interchange right now in Novi. So you're coming out pretty good. I'm picking up on the Ocean KG-1000 Plus. It's fun. I've had my license for a few months now and getting to know people and talking to people. Unfortunately, most of the time I'm on the western part of the state that's not quite as active. You're coming along with me today. Over.
Oh, that sounds real great, Mike. I'm very familiar with the area you're at down there in Novi. Actually, I used to live in Wixom there for a couple of years. Very familiar with that. Actually, I'll be rolling through that area tomorrow, coming down 96 and 696 there. And looking forward to kind of playing around on, well, not driving, but, you know, like looking forward to using the different repeaters and things and maybe making some acquaintances along the way.
Yeah, that's a good one to do. Some of these guys have, mostly guys that set up these repeaters down here, these
MI-8 guys. They're all good guys on the radio, and I guess they have some kind of club where they meet once in a while, and some of them know each other personally. But it's still fun to talk to people once in a while on the radio. Right now, I actually have a car full of cats. My truck full of cats. My wife runs a cat rescue, and I'm like that guy in the movie. I'm the transporter. I transport the cats from vet to vet. So that's what I'm doing right now. And I'm southbound. I'm near US 10 in the Grand River area. I'm now in Farmington Hills.
Oh, very good, very good. Sounds like you have yourself a handful there with all the cats. Hopefully they're behaving for you. I had to head out and do some errands. And now I'm heading back to the office here and going to try to actually get something accomplished today. Back to you.
Well, I'm retired, so I don't have anything to do other than a honey-do list, and I'm a dog person, I'm not a cat person, but I love my wife, so I do what needs to be done. I'm going to sign off, and we'll open the channel back up. This is WSCH 795 Mike, and it was good talking to you.
This is Whiskey Golf, Sierra Victor, 628. Mike, it was great to meet your acquaintance. Say 73 to you, my friend, and good luck with the cats. And this is, again, Whiskey Golf, Sierra Victor, 628. The channel is now clear.
WSBM 993 monitoring. WSBM 993 radio check.
Fine.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that. WSBM 993 clear and monitoring.
10-4. Whiskey Sam Alpha Alpha 848 clear.
Station 421. Station 421. WIAG radio, copy.
WTSV 628, just looking for a radio report. I didn't grab a copy on that, 628.
WSGN 708, do you read 419?
Hey, hey, it's a bit popcorny, but I do read ya.
I got the slopes turned all the way down, and I just hit you just coming out of downtown.
To Rose Center Road yet, and that's where I usually hit the repeater off of Hickory Ridge, so this is pretty good.
And that's the Flint repeater you're talking about?
Correct. From the position I'm at right now, I think when I looked up yesterday, it's 25 miles from my current location.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm trying to get here because it's over to the moment.
That last transmission was cutting up pretty bad. I'm going to pump some gas real quick and then keep on driving, and my connection should get better.
WRPS 713, Steve to Baltimore. Do you copy?
Yeah, 713, I read you pretty well.
Yeah, you're cutting in and out. I do hear you, WS. Dave, I'm not receiving you anymore, but this is Whiskey Sahara, Golf Golf 772. Paul should be calling you. Stand by. Over.
Paul, 722 out of Shelby Township. How do I sound now?
Yeah, I can hear you now, cutting in and out.
Yeah, I'm just transmitting from my handheld unit to a rooftop antenna on my vehicle, so not too bad for, you know, about 5 watts of power.
I'm mobile in Shelby Township. 24 mile heading east. You're coming in pretty good, but it's wonky.
Okay, man. Thanks for the report. Appreciate it.
You're most welcome. You were loud and clear. Whiskey Sahara Golf Golf 772 Paul Shelby Township. Standing by. Over.
WSGN 708, on standby.
This is WSGP 419, how's it going, 708?
Pretty good, buddy, that was a pretty fast pit stop.
Oh yeah, if it was an EV, I would have been there for another hour, eh?
Yeah, it takes me a long time to fill up my truck because I got that problem with the gas tank.
Yeah, that is a pain. This is WSGP 419. Can you hear me now, 708? Yeah, there are a lot of dense trees on this road. I'm on Rose Center Road in Fenton.
WSDQ 996 monitoring.
Still hearing you, 419. Pretty choppy that time around, though.
Yeah, it's pretty choppy right too. Luckily from here forward, I'm north, fourth, third, east, not west.
I could barely catch what you were saying there, buddy. I'm in a bad spot, too.
WSGH 92 monitoring.
I read you loud and clear. WSGN 708-419. Are you still out there?
I sure am. How's it going?
Good, buddy. I'm about ready to get home now, so I'm about ready to sign off, but I'd let you know.
Sounds great, buddy. I'm only 5 miles out myself.
And I will see you tomorrow. You have yourself a good evening. This is WSGN 708. Over and out.
You as well, brother. This is WSGP 419 monitoring.
WSCI 783 to station 213. Station 213, copy. WSCI 783, clear.
Trying to get into the repeater, not making it.
WSGN
WSGP 419, testing out a new radio. How copy? WSGU 845.
WSAT 580. I got a loud and clear reading over here on the Mount Clemens repeater.
Thank you very much.
Yep, those stations after 419 were really, really broken up, illegible.
Yeah, WSU.
Yeah, you are very broken up, getting like every other word, very in and out.
I'll sign off for now until I get up to the Mayville tower. It's Sherman WSGU 844.
All right, 10-4-844. That last transmission was a little bit better than the previous one. I don't know what you changed, but it's definitely a little better.
Yeah, just on a rubber.
This is WGSV 8628. Everything sounds good, except I'm not sure which one of you guys, is coming in and out. But the other one sounds good.
This is WSGP 419 coming in with another radio check.
719, this is WGSV 628, sounding great.
Thank you.
Hey, you're welcome. This is Phil in Swartz Creek, hitting the Flint repeater. Over.
My name is Logan. I'm just south of Swartz Creek in Gaines.
Okay, Logan, nice to meet you. You sound really good. You must be coming in on the repeater. Are you using an external antenna? Over.
Yes, sir. I just bought a BTEC 50-watt unit that I'm testing out, and I'm using a Nagoya 72G on the roof.
Hey, it sounds excellent. I just got a Midland 15-watt that I'm using with just a small micro antenna on the top.
That's working for you. You sound really clear as well.
You've got to dig into the settings on that Midland and turn the Roger beep off against the rules for the repeaters. Over.
Appreciate that. I'll turn it off now.
WSGN 639, for inspection check.
That's
WSU 844. Sound better? Yeah, this is 628. I turned off my Roger beep. Hopefully it's off now. You can confirm that.
Yeah, 620. Roger beep is off.
WSU 844.
Thank you, 844. I appreciate it. Sorry about that. I'm a novice GMRS operator. I just got my license a little while ago. Been a ham op for about 4 years, but just really learning about this stuff now. So I appreciate your advice and turning that off, and I really do. Thanks, sir.
Well, that wasn't me, but
Well, I guess whoever said to turn it off, thank you to them, too. I didn't catch their tone because they were kind of in and out, actually, and I couldn't really pick them up. I just heard Roger beep, and then when they were doing their call, I didn't hear it. So.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, I'm new to this also. Always wanted to be a ham or a GMRS, but finally got a chance, and I think I've had it. I think it'll be, I think it's a week.
Yeah, I just punched my ticket about a week ago as well, and I figured I'd get a GMRS license in case, you can't get anybody on the hams, because most people aren't using ham repeaters now. They're using Internet and All-Star and D-Star and, Pi-Stars, and it's all digital modes, but, something happens where the communications go down, GMRS. I mean, you can still use ham locally, too, but GMRS seems to be the way to go. Back to you.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, I'm out here from Washington Township, Macomb County, place that will be selling by the first of next month, but listen to the and they took it down, and I don't hear it too much anymore, so, and 1800 machine is in Utica, and I like the Skywarn stuff.
I wanted to get into this stuff like 20 plus years ago, and I just started getting into it about 3 years ago with COVID and everything, and there is so much to learn. I gotta say, even to the elders or the Elmers out there, they're probably still learning too. I mean, there's just so much to learn.
Yes, there is. Thank God for the Internet. I belong to one or two Facebook pages for GMRS, and learn a lot from those.
Well, I'm getting ready to head into the hardware store here. This is WSGV, 628. And I'll be clear on your final.
All right, WSGV 628. But the name here is Sherman. My call is WSGU 44, and I'll be back to your final.
Hi, Sherman. Nice to make your acquaintance. My name is Phil. I'm up in the Flint area. Schwartz Creek. It's just a little bit west of Flint, coming in on the Flint repeater, 725. And appreciate you talking with me for a quick second, and wish you the best. And 73 is my friend. This is Whiskey Sierra Golf Victor 628 clear.
I think I've talked to you already. I live in Lapeer, and we're selling a house here in Washington. Okay, we'll talk to you again. WFDU 844. Clear.
WFDM 639 for a radio check.
Now you're hitting the repeater, kind of low volume, but you're hitting the repeater. That's what I'm going to do. 844.
639-844. Thank you, sir. I appreciate you getting back. I'm testing out some real quick.
Roger that. Have yourself a good one. WFTU 844.
WSGN 639, clear.
Jump over here, looking for a radio check, WRKH 444.
A little crackling here, radio check.
WSGN 639, sir.
Copy, I heard two of you, and I heard crackly. I'll get to the side, I heard you 639. An unidentified station, this has been WRKH 444 clear.
Radio 413 clear.
WSEX 870, anyone have a radio check on me, please?
is WSGP 419. I hear you loud and clear.
Thanks for the reply. Yeah, I'm just testing out a new and kind of base here. I'm shooting about 30, 35 miles to the Flint repeater. How am I sounding? Over.
Sounds real clear. There's just a faint fuzz in the background, but I can make out every word you're seeing. There's no popping or crackling or anything like that.
Great news. Would you have a second for me to switch over to the nasal repeater and see if it sounds any different? Over.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you. Stand by.
I can still hear you and make you out. It did sound like someone else was talking at the same time, very faintly.
That bit of bunch of music in the background of my car, I turned it off now.
Sounds really shrill and crappy.
That last transmission was weak, was much weaker than the first.
I'm bouncing off the front with you right now, and I'm out in Duran quite a ways on a handheld radio.
Too bad at that distance with a handheld, then.
I've got a roof mount antenna for it. I just got to put it in.
I just set up a 50-watt mobile here, and I have a Nagoya 72G rooftop as well. How do I sound?
Coming through clear on my end. Probably about the clearest out of everybody I've heard today.
Excellent news. Thank you.
That last transmission was all static.
About now.
Still some static, but I could hear you. I'm wondering if that's more me than you, honestly, because I'm quite away from the front of you, so I'm out in Duran right by I-69.
That definitely could be on your end, then. That's about the stretch of my handheld. Usually 20 miles is pushing it.
WSEX 870. Just waiting for an opening here. Over. I was just looking for that reply on that radio check from earlier. There was some cross communication there, and I didn't want to interrupt. Over. WSEX 870 to Jack. Jack, are you out there? Do you have your ears on? Over.
Yeah, go ahead. WIUG 48.
Kevin. Hey, I just trying out new base station antenna. I was just curious of what it was sounding like. Over.
Sounds good. Your audio is good. Your signal is good. Roger.
Are you on mobile or are you at home and on the base? Over. And I'm not catching what you're saying. All I'm getting is static. Over.
Yeah, I'm in West Bluefield, and you're sounding good, Roger.
All right, yeah, I got you now. You were nice and clear that time. All right, good. That's a good response, and that's what I was hoping for. Over. I appreciate you getting back with me there. How you doing? Are you out and about? Over.
Yeah, I'm doing good, except I'm on a little bit shopping here in West Bloomfield, so that's why. Roger.
Gotcha. Oh, shopping's dangerous. You end up spending more than you want sometimes.
Yeah, you're right about that. That's no doubt about it. You're right about that. But what can you do, you know? Sometimes you need the clothes, sometimes you need shoes or something like that. So that's why, you know, I go around a little bit. Roger?
And four. Yeah, well, I won't keep you up since you're out and about. I just want to try this new antenna out and make sure it was working. Sounds like it is. So I will be clearing your final. Over.
Roger, maybe about 8 or 9 o'clock, I'll be on the home base station. Roger.
And 4. Well, have a safe trip home, and try not to spend too much. And maybe we'll talk to you then. I've got family time during that time, so I don't know if I'll be able to get back on this. But if I can, I will. But maybe I'll talk to you then. WSTX 870, clear.
Roger, you take care and you have a good evening. We'll talk again, anyhow, from the base station. WIUG, 48.
WSFD 853, looking for a radio check.
Five, 3, you sound pretty good. Here's your device coming through, Peter.
Excellent. I'm using a new radio and just wanted to see how it was making it into the repeater.
Got a little static going on there, but I am no expert, but I can hear you loud and clear.
The static's probably going to be a given because it's an outdoor antenna that's currently sitting in my window till I figure out how to put it up outside.
There you go. Yeah, it sounds fine. I can hear everything just fine. How far are you away from the repeater, and which repeater are you going through?
I am currently on home base using the Flint repeater, and if memory serves right, I'm about 16 miles from it.
That seems like a pretty good haul. Now you're coming through good. It's all good. Keep it up. Put it outside. Give her a whirl. See how it sounds. WSTS 311.
Yeah, I've got a outdoor antenna. I've just got to pick up some kind of an apparatus to get it up on the side of the house above the peak of the roof so it actually works how it's supposed to, and then it should reach even further.
Yeah, roger that. I've just got a little mobile antenna inside my house in the corner, but I'm only, I don't know, 6-7 miles away from the repeater, so I don't think it takes too much for me to reach over there.
I probably could hit the repeater with my whip antennas if I wasn't surrounded by a tin can. My house has got metal siding on it, so that makes the radio playing a little bit difficult without an outside antenna.
Yeah, roger that. I haven't been on the radio much lately. I've been kind of working on getting into scanners a bit. That's a whole new deal to learn. One of these little Uniden STS-100s. I got my hands full over here, but it's working pretty good.
I haven't been on for a minute either. I just got my license, I think, November, like middle of November. So I've just got a couple of handheld radios right now. I'm trying to expand into something more like a mobile or like a desk-type unit in my rack at home, and I want to set it up with like a remote mic and speaker at my desk where my computer and all that stuff is and all that, but that takes some money I don't have yet.
Yeah, there you go. Well, I've got about 17,000 handheld walkie-talkies laying around here in case you need any extras. Over.
Right now I just got a Bofang 5RM that's out in my vehicle, and right now I'm talking on a PID radio. I think it's a T3 or H3 or something like that, and then I have the external antenna connected to it.
Yes, sir, I am familiar with the PID radio H3s. I have a couple of those myself. Nice little radios for sure. I think the H8 might have been my first one, H3 my second, and then kind of expanded from there. But, yeah, they're both very cool radios. They work fine. Nothing wrong with them, especially for the price. Lots of features on them. I've got into some others since then that are nowhere near, you know, the different features that are on the radio. Whether it's a Bofang or a Radiodity or whatever, you get a lot for your money for sure.
It's been pretty tip since I had a good friend of mine put the, I think he said it was the European firmware. Like the screen looks way different from whatever it came with from the factory, and it's got a lot more menu options and features, and the whole thing just functions way better. I was having trouble hitting the repeater with it when I first got it and couldn't figure out how to program it. And then I found out the hard way that I bought that, the ham radio version, so I had to unlock it to use DMRS frequency.
Yeah, I went through that myself. Yeah, once you figure out a few details like that, it changes things, makes it a little bit easier. But we don't want to do anything, you know, illegal, nothing like that. But that's all I got. That's all I got.
What I got is enough to get my feet wet in the radio world, and that's pretty much what I wanted. I've been having a lot of fun with it.
Very nice. Okay, I'm going to let you go. I'm going to move along and get back to work here. So, yeah, you're sounding good, so keep it up, eh?
Alrighty, I got a few things I got to get to fixing on here anyway, so WSFE-853, clear.
WSBS-311.
WRVV525 mobile.
WSFB853, your last transmission was all static.
Quite a bit of popping in your signal.
Nothing but static.
This is WSGA560. Wondering if I'm coming in any soon now. Over.
WSBM 993 monitoring.